Join your Bethel family for a special deliverance service on Sunday, August 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. If you desire to be set free, come out to this service.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It is not faith that moves God as much as we say, but it is trust. It is the trust that comes from relationship. It is the trust that comes through knowing that He brought me out before. He'll bring me out the next time. In fact, each trial brings more trust, and it sets you up for the day when the greatest disappointment in your life will take place. And it's the trust that you've exhibited on previous occasions that will bring you to a place of mental calm. For the Bible says that God calls us to peace, but peace is not something that we just walk into helter-skelter. The Bible said that men are born into a world of trouble and turmoil, and so therefore we are not even born into peace. But peace is guaranteed you and I from the word of God. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you peace. And I guarantee you, beloved of God, that this is the one thing that you and I struggle for more than anything else. It is peace of mind and peace of soul. To be able to put your head on the pillow and sleep straight through the night without being jarred from your sleep because of overwhelming circumstances and problems and situations that have grown beyond your ability to control. And then the moment you hit that level of discontentment, the enemy steps in to begin to give your imagination all kinds of tools to make something that is a molehill into a mountain, because then you begin to think that a little fox has grown into a great big wolf and you can't control it. You're unhappy. You're quoting scriptures and nothing is working. You're coming to church and you don't feel the anointing. The word is preached and there's no joy. You go back home, come to church, go back home through the same ritualistic behavior, and yet nothing is happening. And you ask yourself the esoteric question, what are you doing, Lord, and what do you want me to do? And what you don't realize is that you are fighting cultural realities, because here in the West, we are prone to do. We are workers. We are doers. We are go-getters. We're not resters. We're not people who sit back and just let things happen. In the East, they use terms such as karma, and they say karma is something that's just going to happen. You can't fight it. And in the West, we fight everything rather than just let it go. The Bible, Jesus even says, don't resist evil. Don't even fight against it, because you'll not win. Just let it go. Just let it go. Let it come. Let it happen. You don't have to try to fight everything and right every wrong. That's why he gives the instruction that if your enemy is hungry, just feed him. Don't stand there and try to ascertain why they're hungry. Don't put the judgment of God where the judgment of God doesn't exist. There are some people God brings into your life not for them, but for you. He wants to show you how to walk in power, how to walk in victory. He wants to show you that you don't have to be controlled by any outside circumstances, that the affliction that is coming against you is working for your good to make you stronger. And here's why. Because he has something down the road that requires a little more strength than you have right now. Oh, bless the Lord. And so now we must process, how do I have victory in my now? The promise is coming. Every one of you has a promise. God promised to do something in all of our lives. He has. He's a God of promise. But the problem is, how do we deal with the now? When your faith is low, when you don't feel like getting up to go to church, when you don't feel like reading your Bible, when you don't even want to be around people, when you're having an Eric moment, where you just don't like people. How do you deal with that? Jesus so boldly declares in Mark's gospel in chapter 4, he said, let's go to the other side in verse 35. Let's pass over, and I like the terminology, let's pass over to the other side. That means you're going to go through stuff when you're getting to another place in your life. You see, some of you are so content being where you are. It's time to move into something dynamic, something new, something that requires a change of thought, something that breaks the pattern of mediocrity, something that breaks the bad habits in your life. I studied Italian for 10 years. I'm on my third year of Russian. And people say, why are you studying all these languages? Something different. I'm in school to be a forensic psychologist. I'm a presiding bishop of an organization and a pastor of a beautiful church. And why am I reaching out for all these other things? Because life is too great to be stuck in one gear. I took piano lessons at Settlement Music School. I'm taking lessons in so many other things. I've even been playing with the idea of taking gourmet cooking lessons. Someone says, how do you find the time? I have no idea, but the time is found when you make up your mind to do something different and stop being stuck in the same thing. You see, I believe that when you get stuck where you are, you die a premature death. Do something different. Try something new. If you've been believing God one way, if you've been laying hands on sick people for 20 years, the next time, just speak the word. Try something different. Jesus used different methods to heal people. You and I, we live in a world with an exciting God. The scientists say that we can have 10 feet of snow and no two snowflakes are alike. But yet so many of us want to be like somebody else. Sister Celeste wears her white, and somebody else comes in and they want to wear white. There's no anointing in the white clothes. You think because you put them on, you're going to be able to do what she does. I wear a preaching frock, and I'm going to wear a preaching frock. There's no anointing in the frock. I wear this to save my suits. I got tired of sweating out my clothes. There was no mystical reason, son, wear a frock. No! I'm tired of taking my stuff to the laundry and having cleaner's bills of over $200. And they trying to get anointed sweat out of my clothes. I said, the heck with this. And some of us, all we are carbon copies of other people. When God made you unique, be bold, be innovative, do something different. Have a child at 50. You laugh, but you know you're a better parent at 50 than you were. See, God isn't fair. He gives you energy when you're ignorant and gives you wisdom when you're old. Now you're a better parent at 50, but you don't have the strength to chase them up the room. But you need to do something. You need to get over to the other side of life. You need to travel. You need to journey outside of your neighborhood. You need to do something else and be bold with it. Why? Because you serve a bold God. You serve a God that looks at insurmountable circumstances and calls regular people to do great stuff. Oh, sookie, sookie. God doesn't call great people. God calls regular people and fills them with his power to do great stuff. You gotta do something great. You see, while I'm in my now, that's when I learn God. I learn that the negative things that I experience will bring me to a positive end if I don't lose faith. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And then he got into the boat and went to sleep. Isn't that like God? Give you a command and then disappear. God has given some of you promises and you have not heard from him since he gave you the promise. It's like he just said, you're on your own. But you know him. You're not on your own. And the storm comes while they're on the boat. And I believe with all my heart that the purpose of the storm was to help them have a new view of Jesus. You see, you've been taught that God is your Savior, that Jesus is your Savior, that God is your deliverer, that he is your healer. But you know, you don't know it until you go through something. The enemy comes and brings you all those doubtful things. He brings you all the stuff to make you fear. But you have a Savior who stands and says, fear not. While you're in your now, that's when you learn to have victory. They were in the now when that storm hit. A lot of little ships following them. I love that. I said this last week, that there are people following you who have no business in your life. And you and I don't possess the ability to get rid of them, but the storm will drive them away. The stuff that you and I go through, they'll break camp and say, I don't know how you handling it, but I can't handle it. Wave your hand and thank God when they leave. Do you know God is doing you a favor when he gets people out your life? Those folk mean you no good. In fact, you'll start watching your life take off, and you'll become something greater when those clowns are gone. You ought to be glad when God gets rid of dead wood out of your life. People who rob you of faith. People who take away your joy. People who keep you in bondage. People who don't know how to say the right thing. People who are fault finders, criticizers. People who are backbiters and gossipers. When God gets them out your life, he then fills you with people who talk faith. Who tell you you can start that business. Who tell you you can move up in that realm. Who tell you you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
School's out for the summer, but it's not too early to give your child the edge for the 2017-2018 school year. Our tutoring program for reading, writing, and math for grades kindergarten through 10th grade will be held on August 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. To register your child, contact Community Outreach Coordinator Stephanie DaCosta at 215-885-2585, extension 304.